barrels, they're made from white oak, like I said, and the inside of the barrels is charred black. When the barrels are built, they're lit on fire, they're allowed to burn, and then that chars the wood. Well, that charred wood is what's going to give the whiskey all of its color. It all comes off the still clear. Whiskey doesn't get any kind of color until it goes into the barrels. Barrels themselves have a lot of flavors that they impart. So wood, you know, there's chemical compounds that get extracted into the whiskey from the wood. Alcohol is a solvent, so it's going to extract these other compounds out of the wood. When people think about bourbon, a lot of times they think about, you know, it has a slight vanilla note to it. And the reason for that is there's a particular wood sugar that's called vanillin, and that wood sugar tastes like vanilla. And so over time, it'll pick up that vanilla note from the barrel. But also, during that barrel aging process, some portion of the whiskey evaporates out through the wood and into the room that the barrel's sitting in, and it's gone forever. And just like if you were making a sauce on the stove and you are reducing it, you know, cooking it down to amplify the flavor, the same thing happens with the barrel. As whiskey evaporates out of the barrel, what's left in there gets more and more concentrated of a flavor.